The most memorable English language learning experience was probably when I was in elementary school. I had a teacher, his name was Mr. Alexiou, and he was, by definition, what a teacher should be. He wasn't one of those teachers that forced you to learn, but instead encouraged you to try to be your best. And I remember there was a time when we were going through one of the books that we were reading. And it was a very difficult book. I don't remember what it was, but it was difficult because I just didn't understand the story, I didn't understand the theme, and I didn't even get the moral of the whole point. And when we had to write a review of it, I was really lost, and I felt ashamed because all my friends, all my classmates, they knew what to do, and they were writing nonstop, and here I was staring at a blank piece of paper with nothing on it. So he came around and he saw that I was struggling, and you know, he took the time after school to stay back and talk to me more about it, to help me with the book. And I would have to say that in terms of learning, that is definitely how you should be teaching. You know, it's not about having a textbook and then just giving it and transferring that information to another person's mind, but it's getting them to open their mind and taking that experience, that information, because they want to, because they find it find some kind of enjoyment to it. Yeah.
Great. You should answer a second question now.
Okay. Memorable English reading experience. And if I can remember correctly, I think I was 6 years old. At the age of six, I had a very big problem with reading. That's actually a bit of an understatement. I was illiterate by definition. I was not able to read at the age of six. I'm not too sure why, but I remember going to the library, school library one day, and I saw Clifford the Big Red Dog, and I picked it up, and as soon as I did, the librarian came up to me, and he says, no, you can't read that because that's too difficult for you. And at that point, I just got really upset. I was really upset with this librarian who was telling me what I can and cannot do. So at the same time, my mom enrolled me in some extra English courses. And I remember, like, I needed to prove the librarian wrong. So at the age of six, I was pushing myself to learn how to read, write, and all of that. And in a year time, I came back to the library. I picked up the book, the same book, and the librarian again came up to me and says that, don't you think that's too difficult? And I just opened the first page and I started reading to her. And I think that definitely has to be the most memorable English reading experience I have.